thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Veg Embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Z
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a visa-free agreement between Russia and Peru goes into effect. In humanitarian news, the Australian Agency for International Development donates $545,000 to assist Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. In animal news, Costa Rican and American researchers discover a new crab species. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 4th, is the birthday of the President of the United States of America, His Excellency Barack Hussein Obama, born in 1961 in Hawaii, USA. President Obama was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009 for his devoted efforts to enhance international diplomacy and cooperation between people. Dedicated to increasing prosperity and providing a secure future, His Excellency has supported numerous measures regarding environmental protection and eco-friendly practices. Today is also the birthday of the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, His Excellency Hubert Alexander Ingraham, born in 1947 in Pine Ridge, the Bahamas. His Excellency has promoted sustainable energy and the safeguarding of natural areas and is working to expand green spaces and parks. The Prime Minister of Sweden, His Excellency John Fredrik Reinfeldt, also celebrates his birthday today. Born in 1965 in Stockholm, Sweden, Prime Minister Reinfeldt's administration has helped the country to achieve an improved economy. Moreover, His Excellency has encouraged alternative energy, with the Swedish government seeking to have 50% of its power coming from such sources by 2020. Our respectful gratitude, Your Excellencies Barack Hussein Obama, Hubert Alexander Ingraham, and John Frederick Reinfeldt, for your commitment to the betterment of the world and your co-citizens. We wish you a joyous birthday filled with divine blessings in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Typhoon deluges the Philippines just days after tropical storm Juaneng claimed at least 67 lives across the nation. Typhoon Muifar, locally known as Kabayan, caused at least 5 more fatalities as it struck north and central regions on Tuesday, August 2nd. The National Disasters Risk Reduction and Management Council said Wednesday that 5 people were also injured as thousands were evacuated to safer locations after the capital city, Manila, was 35% submerged in waist-deep floodwaters, with officials suspending all school sessions and work in government agencies. The provinces of Bulacan, Batangas, Pampanga, and Rizal were also swept by floods as the storm brought torrential downpours and high-speed winds. Government officials stated that relief supplies would be dispatched to the affected regions.
Sending all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. She also said that emergency funds would be available.
Our gratefulness, Philippine officials and personnel, for your attentive aid, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. May such calamities as these be curbed through humanity's kinder regard for each other and our planet.
Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan as the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant continues struggling to recover from the radiation accident associated with the March 11 disaster. The facility's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, reported on Monday, August 1st, that record-high radiation levels had been detected at the site, discovered between the reactor number 1 and 2 buildings on a pipe that workers had been working near. The amount exceeded the maximum reading on the Geiger counters used, which was 10,000 millisieverts per hour.
At such readings, the maximum exposure of 250 millisieverts per year allowed for Fukushima employees would be reached in only 90 seconds. Full exposure to 10,000 millisieverts, according to the World Nuclear Association, could cause death within a few weeks. TEPCO said that the 3 workers who found the radiation were exposed to an estimated 4 millisieverts of radiation. On Tuesday, the utility also announced a detection of the highest ever indoor levels of radioactivity, as 5,000 millisieverts per hour was found on the second floor of the reactor number 1 building. While TEPCO has restricted workers from going near these areas, concerns are heightened about where else such levels might be found and the effect this would have on continued efforts to bring the nuclear reactors under control. On Tuesday, the Japanese government extended a ban on cattle shipments from Tochigi Prefecture, with shipments already prohibited from Iwate, Miyagi and Fukushima prefectures due to radioactive cesium above legal limits being found in the meat.
At the same time, the government announced a plan for comprehensive radiation monitoring, with measures that include maps to identify radioactive concentrations in farmlands, for foods and children's facilities, as well as setting up 250 monitoring devices across the nation. In an annual peace declaration for this coming Saturday, marking the 66th anniversary of the Hiroshima disaster, the city's mayor Kazumi Matsui will call for the government to shift energy use away from nuclear power.
Meanwhile, the Ukraine government is donating 2,000 personal radiation measuring devices and 1,000 gas masks to help protect the Japanese people. And American entrepreneur and philanthropist Elon Musk has donated $250,000 through his Musk Foundation to build a solar power system in Soma City, Fukushima Prefecture.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, organizations and experts, for your assistance and the valiant efforts of the Fukushima workers to halt the nuclear crisis. May all lives and the environment soon be safeguarded through our more caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Cho nệm ơi vẫn chặn em. Tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng Chúa suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cổng, đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi thương người khốn ta, vâng người tôi ra rời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười. Trong cổng đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 538. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out in countries such as Egypt, India, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen. People continue to stand for the universal right to human dignity and freedom through government change that includes both social and political reforms.
Egypt, on Tuesday, August 2nd, the nation and an international audience were allowed to witness the start of the trial of former President Hosni Mubarak, who is being charged with various offenses that include ordering the killing of protesters during the peaceful revolution in January and February 2011.
Israel and Palestine. The UN Relief Works Agency has expressed alarm at the growing number of Palestinian homes being demolished in the West Bank by Israel during the first half of 2011, noting that Israeli settlements have been given preferential treatment for building permits and water rights. The agency called on the Israeli government to halt all demolitions until Palestinians have access to non-discriminatory zoning and planning.
India. On Wednesday, people across the Kashmir Valley took part in a one-day strike to protest human rights abuses after a shopkeeper died in police custody over the weekend. Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah pledged rapid action on the matter, calling it a murder, with the three officers already suspended who were involved in the death.
Syria, in the wake of the severe government crackdown in recent days, in which dozens were killed across Syria, United Nations Human Rights Council High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, on Tuesday urged the Syrian government to stop its violence, saying that the world was watching with grave concern. Also Tuesday, the European Union expanded sanctions against the Syrian government to include travel bans and asset freezes on five more individuals involved in the repression, including Syrian Defense Minister Ali Habib Mahmoud. Meanwhile, the Italian government recalled its ambassador from Syria, saying that the country's appalling repression of activists will not be tolerated, as it urged other European Union members to do likewise.
Libya. On Tuesday, another 330 African migrants landed in a wooden boat at Italy's Lampedusa island, joining the tens of thousands who have desperately fled the violence in Libya this year.
As we grieve the precious lives lost, as well as the injured and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in all nations to cease, with citizens everywhere choosing to live in dignity and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best, and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever. And that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests in their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore.
Ai cũng khen đẹp đôi, hôm nay đã quá buồn, muốn khóc chẳng nên lời. Nàng mới vừa 29, hàng xóm vừa chia vui, giọt máu vừa mới nhớ cũng theo mẹ lìa đời. Hai linh hồn vô tội, một viên đạn lạc thôi. Lòng tôi quá bàng hoàng, nhìn anh đầu đéo tang, biết nói gì chia buồn, người tiễn ruột bầm gan. Tuổi đời tôi non nớt, không dành lời khôn ngoan, chỉ tạm viết dẫm phần mong thời gian hàn gắn. Chiến tranh ôi tàn nhẫn,
let peace be here now.
Papua New Guinea appoints a new prime minister. Parliamentarians from the South Pacific Island nation on Tuesday, August 2nd, overwhelmingly voted to install Peter O'Neill as the new premier in the place of Sir Michael Somare, who has been absent for 4 months due to illness. National elections are slated for next year, but this decision clears the way for the passage of currently pending legislation. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister O'Neill, for your new role, as we also pray for the recovery of Sir Michael Somare. May the people of Papua New Guinea flourish in prosperity and peace.
Save Our Planet. To help mitigate severe land degradation caused by long-term overgrazing, the government of China bans pasturing at 8 scenic locations in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, with 100,000 hectares of land being returned to grassland over the next 5 years, starting in August 2011.
Save Our Planet. Ulaak or Vietnam celebrates International Tiger Day on July 29, 2011, to raise awareness about the dwindling numbers of the extremely rare animal, with just 30 estimated to remain in the country, along with a $50 million national program established in the hope of doubling the population in the wild by 2020.
The Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I have a tip to enhance well-being. A team of Swiss and French researchers have found that the rocking motion of a hammock helps people fall asleep faster. The scientists also use electroencephalogram or EEG monitoring to determine that the quality of sleep was better for those in the hammock compared to those sleeping in a bed. Enjoy a relaxing rest in a soothing hammock, and you can even share with a good friend. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In world news, Russia's and Peru's visa-free agreement goes into effect. Visitors from each country will not be required to have visas for entry, exit, transit, or to stay in one another's nations for up to 90 days. Peru is the 10th Latin American country to do away with visa requirements for Russian tourists. Congratulations, Russia and Peru, on your implementation of this welcoming accord. May the friendship and understanding between the people of your two beautiful nations continue to flourish.
In humanitarian news, Australian Agency for International Development, or AUSAID, donates $545,000 to assist Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. The contribution was made to the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, for its specialized and technologically advanced health services provided in Lebanon. Director of UNRWA Affairs in Lebanon, Mr. Salvatore Lombardo, expressed his appreciation to AUSAID and stated that health was the most vital care UNRWA provides. Our earnest thankfulness, Australian Agency for International Development, for your generosity. May your kind assistance provide life-enhancing benefits for many pure-hearted people from Palestine. Coming up, a new crab species is discovered in Costa Rica. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon, more hopeful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In animal news, Costa Rican and American researchers discover a new crab species. Observed on Coco Island of Costa Rica, the large land crab, Drongartia cocoensis, eats mainly grasses and seeds and lives in holes dug in the soil. Males of the species can measure 40 centimeters with their front legs extended. Recognized for finding the crab are Mr. Robert Perger and Ms. Rita Vargas from the University of Costa Rica and Mr. Adam Wall from the Los Angeles County Natural History Museum in the USA. What wonderful news! Kudos, Mr. Robert Perger, Ms. Rita Vargas, and Mr. Adam Wall on your precious discovery. May all cherished inhabitants of our life-sustaining Earth be valued and protected.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Improved Speech.
Apprentice asked his professor, "You heard my speech, professor. Do you think it would improve my delivery if I follow the example of Demosthenes and practice my diction and elocution with pebbles and marbles in my mouth?" The professor said, "I would recommend quick dry cement."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the story of one man's profound near-death experience on science and spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow, Kana from the United Kingdom.
Amazing story. Paul from Hollywood, USA.
Thanks for sharing this show. Viewer from Romania.
Amiable Kana, Paul, and friend from Romania, it's great to hear from you. The esteemed Dr. Anthony D. Sicoria's marvelous music abilities, which developed after his time in heaven, are indeed incredible. With all our love and divine blessings to you and the spiritual people of the United Kingdom, the United States, and Romania.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be evermore graced by the glory and wonder of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As Rwandan President Paul Kagame and visiting Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni conclude several days of meetings, they affirm the resolution of all issues, as both pledge to continue upholding the friendship and cooperation long enjoyed by their countries.
The Venerable Wahweldua Nahna Prabha Thero in Sri Lanka becomes the world's first Buddhist monk to hold the post of mayor as he wins the popular vote in the town of Embilipitihya, where he promises infrastructure development to improve lives across the region's 9 villages.
During his visit to Mexico, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos meets with Mexican President Pe Calderon, as well as other dignitaries such as Supreme Court President Juan N. Silva and Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard. summit to further the two countries' understanding and diplomatic ties.
Japan-based automaker Toyota, in partnership with Parley Cycles and technology company Deep Local, both in the US, develops a bicycle with gears that can be shifted using the rider's thoughts as he or she wears a special helmet designed to read brain waves.
In an interview with the US-based Examiner, Phil Collin, acclaimed vocalist-guitarist for English rock group Def Leppard, speaks of being ethically motivated to stop the suffering of animals as he became vegetarian and then vegan, a decision he says has also graced him with vibrant health.
Sweden's Ocean Explorer team discovers an unusually large, round, UFO-like object on the Baltic sea floor, 60 feet or 18.3 meters in diameter, with team lead commander Peter Lindberg saying that in nearly two decades of sea floor work, he has never seen anything like it.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.